You know, I've always loved music, and it's always been a very enjoyable part of my life. I can thank my mother for giving me the love of music, because she sure had it. I recall when I was very, very young, my mom would sing, and her and her cousins would sing at all the church functions and at weddings and whatever. My mother could sing so beautiful. She had such a pretty voice. She could yodel, and I always recall her singing the old cowboy songs. And it made tremendous impression on me. I just wish that I could have remembered a lot more of the old songs. Still remember a few of them, Cowboy Jack and a couple others. But my mother also played the guitar. She had a four-string guitar. We later moved to Bisbee, and down there when I was 13 or 14 years old, I got a guitar. I don't even recall where, but a friend of mine down there taught me a few chords, and I always remember playing the Johnny Cash music and strumming the guitar and singing, and it was a lot of fun. We later moved back to Mesa. When I moved back to Mesa, I was attracted to the people there that loved music, and Donnie Ryland played a guitar, and my cousin Terry, and Randy Randall, and Henry Thome, and we would always play the guitar whenever we went somewhere. Somebody would always throw a guitar or two in, and we'd go to a party, and we'd play, or we'd go out in the desert and play. And in them days, you either listened to the radio, or you made your own music. And I guess me and my friends, we were the boomboxes or whatever, because it seems like we would always end up somewhere out in the desert or wherever we would go, playing the guitar and singing and having a good time. When we'd go to Payson to the rodeos and stuff up there after the rodeos and the dances, we'd go out in the pine trees and we would just have our own party out there and play guitars with Billy and Sandy Gruel and Joe and all of our friends up there, and it was really an enjoyable time. I've since moved to Mexico, and music has faded in and out of my life. There's times when I'll go a year or two and not even play the guitar, then I'll pick it back up and start playing a few songs that I recall, and then I remember more, and then I'll play it for a while, and then I'll set it down and not play it. But recently I decided to put together some stuff that I recall and some songs that I love and many that I've written, many about Mexico. And I put them together on an album that I recorded at my house. It's not a real good recording, but please believe me, it come from my heart.